Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting a phone call. I have no earthly idea who this is. Let's answer it live on the air. Big Willie 105.5. Well, that worked out great. All right, download the River Network app and then click.
Shut up.
Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. If you've just joined us, we're in the middle of Belmont Buzz. And it's pretty good. You got the mayor of St. Clairsville, Catherine Thalman, getting crap from Councilwoman Christy Lipscomb over a nothing quote. I mean, a very basic quote. If you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. That's the bad news. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. Also, you can see the entire show, the Facebook live stream. Just go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, follow that. Also, the Dimitri profile page, and follow that as well. And you can see the Facebook live stream. We keep it up for about 30 days. Then Facebook deletes them, and just that's pretty much it. Anyway, so you can see the whole thing. Also, if you just joined us, big breaking news this morning. Management here, which I appreciate greatly, I really do, said, hey, because your audience is so massive, because you're doing such a great, the followers on the Big Willie Facebook page and all of the comments and everything else, we're going to give away a pair of Neil McCoy tickets today just for the listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. So if you just joined us, you have a chance. If you haven't won anything in the past 30 days here, to win an incredible prize package, two Neil McCoy tickets for this Saturday, Capitol Theater, Drusky Entertainment. Drusky is one of the best in the business nationwide, and they've got Neil McCoy, the Capitol Theater, Saturday evening, and it's a very, very, very big deal. Neil McCoy loves the Valley, just loves the Valley and the Jambo and everything else. It's just, it's a love fest. You know what it is? It's sort of like, I think, Jimmy Buffett and some of his, a lot of his fans over the years, and also the Grateful Dead, how the bonding, I guess is what I'm trying to say, the bonding between the fans and Jimmy Buffett, and the bonding with the fans and the Grateful Dead, and the bonding with the fans and Neil McCoy is just amazing. It is just absolutely amazing. We got a pair of tickets for you. All right, but back to the Belmont Buzz here. So Catherine Thalman makes a simple, innocuous statement in this magazine in St. C. that I had never heard of. And she essentially, this is what she said, which is, again, no big deal. Let me read this thing here to you. I need partners on council who are ready to roll up their sleeves, do their homework, talk to the public, and ask the hard questions, not just show up, but show up and be prepared. That's it. Which is what we all want anyway. But city council member Christy Lipscomb took it personally, and I mean really took it personally, started talking about her, with all due respect, her terminally ill mom who passed away in July, and she never missed a meeting, and then why is Thalman missing meetings, and Thalman saying, well, I couldn't go up the stairs because I had this torn meniscus thing and a torn MCL, couldn't navigate the steps here, which means St. Clairsville. City Hall is not handicap accessible, is what I'm reading here. All right, fine. So Thalman is now saying, let me ask you, Christy, is asking people who are on council to be accountable and show up, is that asking too much? I expect council to be prepared and to show up. All right. Christy Lipscomb doesn't let go of this. Christy Lipscomb, who... the lady doth protest too much, I would say. And you can quote me on that. Lipscomb then is quoted as saying here in the Times Leader story, Gage wrote this story. It's a good story. It's, and the picture is great of Tolman. So Lipscomb is now saying, I think there's a lot of room for some improvement. You want to make it seem like you're working with counsel, but you're doing things behind our backs. Tolman replied that she doesn't believe she's doing anything behind counsel's back. Then they had a 45-minute closed-door session. And then Councilman Mike Smith announced the council is going to hold a special meeting on Thursday, 6 p.m., at the city building. That should be fun. That should be a lot of fun. Thursday evening, 6 o'clock. Bring your seltzer bottles and cream pies. It should be great. For Christy Lipscomb to go off the deep end over an innocuous quote, a nothing quote. I mean, there's nothing controversial about this thing. To me, it seems as if, and again, I'm certainly not a mind reader, but it seems to me that Lipscomb, there might be a reason why Lipscomb thought that Tolman was talking about her. Maybe, and I'm just speculating here. Again, I am not a mind reader. But there's nothing else that makes any sense to me why Lipscomb would go, the response is so over the top over this quote, which is not a controversial quote at all. Bringing up her mom who passed away in July and that she never missed a meeting and then what's going on with Tolman and why is she missing me? Oh, my God. I mean, if you have a problem with a quote from the mayor, talk to the mayor. Just talk with the mayor and say, hey, Catherine, what is it? You talking about me? What's going on here? I think this says more about Lipscomb than it does about Tolman. I really do. There's something going on here. I think Lipscomb, the city council member, I think is inadvertently outing herself, saying that she thinks that she is not prepared, that she's not ready to do her work, and that her sleeves are not rolled up. And yet very clearly, in the picture in the Times later, her sleeves are, well, kind of rolled up. They're short sleeves, so there's that. Just another day in St. Clairsville. Unbelievable stuff. Absolutely unbelievable. All right. Well, don't forget, we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up today around 8:50. It will not be shown on the Facebook live stream because Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri Graffiti because the music that we use, royalty rights and all that. So for the thousands, I mean literally thousands, of people who watch Dimitri live and Dangerously Local on Facebook, the live stream, you will not be able to see Dimitri Graffiti, and you don't know what you're missing. So you got to download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and Dangerously Local. So Dimitri Graffiti is essentially, then we're going to get to the Zach Bryan thing and what management here had to say about that. The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti, that'll be again today. You'll hear the intro, and it's a homage to the redneck run of Jambo. And here are the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. You got to make sure that it's potted down, because otherwise there's lots of feedback and we can't make out what you're saying. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. We actually have people calling saying, oh, Dimitri, what do you think about this? What do you think? And there's no response on my part. You cannot interact with the host. You cannot do this. Dimitri Graffiti Studio Line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Put it in your phone. Make it one of your favorites. Dimitri with three eyes, 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, which causes all sorts of havoc whenever a deaf mute calls. But what are you going to do? We're ADA compliant. Our hands are tied. All right, so there's that. Next, Zach Bryan, country music singer. Career suicide, it looks like to me. He's got this new song called Bad News as opposed to Good News with, I think, is the Shaboozy guy. And a Zach Bryan song about that's titled Bad News is about ICE agents who are trying to arrest illegals. Now, this is a country music entertainer who is trashing President Trump's attempts to get rid of illegals here in America. Here's some of the lyrics. My friends are all degenerates, but they're all I got. The generational story of dropping the plot. I heard the cop's name, Cocky, and I've got to clean this up. And he says it, how do I clean this up? Cocky MFers, aren't they? This is a country music song. And ICE is gonna come bust down your door, try to build a house no one builds no more, but I got a telephone. Kids are all scared and all alone. The bar stopped bumping, the rock stopped rolling, the middle finger's rising, and it won't stop showing. Got some bad news. The fading of the red, white, and blue. He has a lot of followers. He's got, you know, he's a big deal in country music, Zach Bryan. John Rich is already calling for boycotts, accusing him of supporting illegal immigration. And, of course, the Trump haters just love this. The fading of the red, white, and blue. The middle finger's rising and it won't stop showing. John Rich is saying that Nashville now is filled with guys like this who came in from, I don't know, California or wherever, hardcore leftist, yes, in Nashville, in country music. He said about Brian months after saying the town had been overrun in the past 15 years by liberals from other states like locusts. That's John Rich. John Rich had a great line also. He said, it really is a great line. I wish I had thought of it. Who's ready for the Zach Bryan Dixie Chicks tour? Probably a huge Bud Light sponsorship for this one. Jeez. If you don't recall, the Dixie Chicks, a very good group, I must tell you. I liked a lot of their music, and I still do. But they went out of their way to alienate every American when they did a tour, and I think it was in the UK, trashing this country, trashing the president and all that, which, again, if your personal beliefs, that's your business. And you want to express them even in the United States, again, that's fine. That's your business. But going overseas, and I think it was England, saying how much they hated everything that America stood for and that Bush was this, that, and the other. And then when they had the chance to apologize for that, the Dixie Chicks, a very talented, very good group, good music. When they had the chance to apologize, they instead doubled down. And, you know, we're not going to be nice. We're not going to play nice anymore. Natalie, man, oh, my God. They just ruined their careers. Just ruined them. They Bud Lighted their careers before there was a Bud Light with that transgender Dylan McIlvaney or whatever his name is, or her name, whatever. So, yeah, having a Zach Bryan Dixie Chicks tour sponsored by Bud Light would be epic. And I'll bet you, you'd sell a lot of tickets. To Antifa, Black Lives Matter, any hardcore leftist would probably love this. But I think Zach Bryan's career is pretty much over in country music. I really do. The fading of the red, white, and blue. My God in heaven. Talk about not being able to read the room. Holy cow. Anyway, big announcement. I reached out to the ownership of Big Willie 105.5, Mr. Deep Pockets himself, and I said, Zach Bryan, we need to make a statement. We need to let people know exactly what Big Willie is all about and what it stands for. And he agreed, and he said that we are not going to be playing Zach Bryan music. We sure as hell aren't going to be playing that. Now, you compare our stand, Big Willie 105.5, with the other country station here in the Valley, OVK, and we're still waiting for them to make some sort of statement. They may still be playing Zach Bryan music. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they're highlighting it, because they're so liberal politically. But on Big Willie 105.5, no Zach Bryan bad news, the fading of the red, white, and blue. That is the official policy.